Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Greetings, greetings. This is the nickname of the Lord Jesus Christ. I am the host for today's broadcast. I am your host, Archbishop Dr. Marcia Karen Smith Abrams Almasi. I'm going to begin with prayer. Father God, we thank you so much, Father, for your divine blessings and your divine mercy, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for everything, Lord God, you're doing in our lives today as we begin, Lord God, to celebrate you. Thank you, Lord God, for all, Lord God, that you allow me to reach out and touch and commune. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. For this is the day that thou hast made. And truly, Lord God, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for such a time as this, Lord God, as you bless us, Lord God, to join together, to reason together, to be together. Thank you so much, Lord God. You're worthy to be praised.
You entered access code 313332.
Thank you, Jesus.
Entered access code 313332. 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 You entered access code 313332.
Amen. Praise God. How are you? God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Mosby. Me, Tish, and Paris is on the line.
Hey, the gang's all here. God bless you. All right.
God bless you, Dr. Mosby.
God bless you. Congratulations on your new J-O-B. Amen.
Thank
it's
you
truly
so much.
The season, man. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, praise God. And Elder Dr. Itish D. Wilson, she is the bomb. I don't know if you heard her preach this morning, but it was awesome. Thank you for joining me. I'm going to start with prayer, and I just, you know, it's only God's select few, and I've sent out to the masses, you know, and, you know, it's, people are so busy, you know, we all are, you know, you already know. So I really appreciate your time, so I won't waste your time and take too much of it, but this is so exciting what God is doing, so let me get started in prayer. Father God, we thank you once again for today's segment, Lord God, for this meeting. And I pray, Lord God, that the hearers that will tune in and are here, that they will receive it and just be encouraged and maybe have other ideas that they can add to it. So we just thank you, Father, for your vision that you've given unto me. Thank you, Lord God, for access. For being a steward of all of your things that you've put into my hand. And I thank you, Lord God, for these little ones that are here with me. They're champions, and they're your children, Father. That's why I call them the little ones. And I know some people don't like to be called a child or children or little ones, but you said in your word that little is much in the eyes of the Lord. So these are your champions, Lord God, and I thank you, Lord God. They're always there supporting me every turn that I make, and I am so encouraged because of them. So I ask that you continuously bless them and bless them indeed, especially this day. In Jesus' name we pray as we move forward. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen.
All right, so, yeah, I called the meeting, and Thank you so much. I said, greetings to all men and women of God, to the one true and living God, our Heavenly Father. I'm calling the conference meeting and calling the meeting to invite you to consider attending and to ask questions. And there will be a session for answer. You know, and you know, you ask a question, I'll answer it and so forth. So the Lord has given me another vision, another thing to do, and it's so amazing because in the Sukkot of last year, all these other things have happened. I'm able to access funding, become a private lender, and getting into the bigger picture with different elements, you know, and each time, each stage, I always share and give a testimony of what God is doing in my life, you know. And now the vision that God has given me is to buy up all the buildings that are vacant, church buildings, amen, throughout the entire United States. And that's a great undertaking. And what we want to do is, and when I say we, when I speak, I'm always talking about, you know, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, and, you know, the Archbishop. You know, so I said, what we want to do. So I always speak in that term because I always am inclusive of being about God's business. And, of course, the people of God as well is included when I say, when, you know, so you'll always hear me say that, what we want to do, all right? It's never me by myself, me, myself, and I, and you know, no man's an island in my posture. So I would like everyone to join with me that are able, you know. This vision may not be for you, but, you know, the God said to write the vision and make it plain on tablet. The vision is not for today, may not be for tomorrow, but it may be for 5 years, next year. I mean, who knows? But he said, wait on that vision. Though it tarry, wait for it, because, you know, it will speak and it will occur. Amen? So write that vision. So I wrote down that I will be buying vacant church buildings throughout the United States of America and the organization's name of My King Service. And I'm looking for individual ministers, lay leaders to help me by occupying and using the building for religious and educational activities. I want the building to operate 24/7, 365. We do our radio, television, broadcasting, and all of that, what we're doing. This vision as the radio and TV, I wrote that out many years ago before it actually became 24/7 operation, which we now are doing. So the church building, the actual physical buildings, will be a place that will operate where the doors won't shut day or night. We'll have security forces. We'll have activities going so people can come into the house of the Lord at any time for prayer, for counseling, for intercession, for teaching. They want to have activities, food distribution, you name it, whatever the man or woman that will be the overseer, you know, whatever they want to do. And as we rent out the property, whatever those other ministries wants to do, you know, everyone has an idea and they have their own creative talent. So we want to make this, you know, a 24/7, 365 building. And also, it also cuts down on vandalism, you know, and theft. You know, if the lights are always on, people that operate in the dark is not going to show up, you know. It's just true. So you will not be the owner of the church buildings, okay? You will only have use of the facility as its overseer. The requirements of the to be the overseer of the church building is we have to collect rent. Why? Because there will be a mortgage placed on the property as we require it. You know, we have to use money. And, you know, when we go to the bank, they give us the loan to acquire the building and so forth, right? So we have to pay that back, right? So utilities, you know, you'll be responsible for paying the utilities, just like your own house, light bill, electric bill, water, sewer bill, you know, maintenance, trash collection, just like operating your own place. Now, the other thing that I talked about is those that are interested, you know, I don't need your money, you know, or anything at the moment, but when we find a building, if you're interested in that location, or you may let me know, you know, Archbishop, I want this location here. I saw something. I want that, you know. You found a vacant building. It's a church. It has a parking lot. It has, you know, who knows? It may have a retail store beside it. May have an apartment building beside it. It may have a complex. May have a hotel beside it. We'll buy up the whole thing. May have storage units or whatever. We'll buy the whole thing, right? And that way, my thing is, we'll have the house of God, and also, if we have the apartment complex, we'll have a place for people to live. And if we have the retail stores, we have a place where people can work. It could have a grocery store. And who knows? It may be a hair salon or a barber shop, anything that will generate income for the people that, you know, is occupying the church building. You understand? And we'll employ those people that are part of our network because they live right next door. They go to church, they live right there, and they go to work, and then they're able to pay their rent. So it's like a revolving door of money coming in, and then the pastor, the ma-and-pa operation, they also get the tithes and offering coming in. They keep the tithes, right? They keep that. Only thing I need is be able to pay that mortgage off, right? We need that rent coming back, right? The other part of the vision is if you, you know, are the overseer and you have another person that would like to use the facility for, say, 3 hours every single Monday, you know, 3 hours every single Monday, so 4 times, you collect that rent. And that, you know, you keep a portion of the profits from the rent that you collect, and the rest that goes to pay the mortgage. You understand? So you are collecting, you know, you divide the total amount that needed to be to come in to pay the mortgage. I don't know. So the mortgage on the building is very high, but say let's put it on a low posture. Say if it's $1,000 for that mortgage, right, monthly. You have to make sure you divide the hours of operation, you know, so it's fair, but then add a little profit in there because the worker is worthy of their hire. You see, I'm basically hiring the overseer and technically employing you as an independent contractor. So the profit that you make off of that rent, it goes into your pocket, and it is, you know, it's reportable. You know, you collected $2,000, $1,000 is for the mortgage. Well, the other $1,000, who did that go to? The overseer. Am I right about it? Right? So you have to be wiser than a serpent, but harmless as a dove, you know? And everything has to be reportable. Everything is reportable because I'm registered with the federal government. You know, my King Service operation, we let the government know what we're doing. Right, and this is not just church and education and, you know, nonprofit stuff. This is for profit stuff that we're talking about. This is big business, y'all. So you got to understand, God has given us the land to take care of His children, and if you want to do the soup kitchen or you want to do the food distribution stuff, well, each month I need to pay. The Miking Service, we have to pay $1,500 every month so we have access for the food distribution. See, everybody needs money, right? But once we pay that little bit of money, we have all of the retailers giving us all of their stuff that they couldn't sell, you know, because of the shelf life. They can't sell stuff after a certain shelf life. Isn't that awesome? From cosmetics to jewelry to who knows, right? You operate the food, you minister to the people, and that's your ministry, that's your heart. They have a place to come to, you have a parking lot they can pull up, they drive, however you want to operate your food distribution center, you got a place. You know, you may have to have a refrigerator, so you have the, you know, a warehouse also, right? So we buy these things, and it's all for the glory of God. Amen. And so I'm very excited about doing this, buying the church building. So if you know, people want to, you know, participate at a higher level, they're welcome, you know, and if they want to, you know, put their monies together and join with others to raise the minimum amount to acquire that building, hey, praise God. I'm going to give you the facts and the figures and the number, and we're going to keep it really simple. And as I think we prayed over it last week, and we were talking about, I think it was $55.95 that everybody put in that small amount, you know. Look at God. Amen. And, you know, so you can get a bunch of people and you know, 200,000 people put $55.95. How much is that? It's quite a bit of money, you know. And so there's no limit to how much you can acquire. And then owning the building free and clear is even better, because once the mortgage is paid, you're still collecting rent. So now the overseer, the $1,000 is the example that I gave, right? They're collecting $2,000, right? So the overseer gets to keep 100%. Well, Mike and Service, they have to send back 10% to the Church of the Living God, right? The Mike and Service is the headquarters of all this. So we, you know, you have to keep 90% and send 10% to the church, because you're not paying a mortgage, right? The Mike and Service has to operate. We have to have a headquarters. We have to have administrators. We got to pay a staff. We got to pay our virtual administrators. And, you know, virtual administration could be over in the Philippines. They could be in India. They could be at your house, USA, you know, remote operator, answering the call. Because, see, we want the call to always be answered. We want someone calling in for prayer. They're going through. They're going to commit suicide. They fell out of love, because that's what all of it is all about. You know, Tina Turner said, what's love have to do with it? Well, I don't know. She didn't have a clue, but she didn't think love had anything to do with it. Well, love has everything to do with everything. Yes, I'm telling you, from the secular world to the holy, holy, and the holiest of holy. It's a hard thing. When a man leaves you or a woman leaves you, you feel away. It's hurtful. It's worse than death, you know? So they're calling. They're ready to kill themselves because, you know, they boo they significant other or whatever they are, you know, whether they were fornicating or committing adultery or they're doing it, you know, righteously or whatever. It doesn't matter when your person leave you, when your best friend leave you. Somebody you've been talking to since, you know, fifth grade. They done stepped to another one because they got edumacated. And they got so educated that they left you behind because you're illiterate. You can't read and spell. You can't do arithmetic. And I'm now in the solar system of, you know, Cypro technology or whatever. I'm doing Bitcoin and I'm operating in this atmosphere. I can't deal with you anymore, fifth grader friend. Oh, my God. What? The blood of Jesus, that hurt. That's love. So they going to call in. We need a 24-7 operation here of people calling in and somebody picking up the hello or whatever, however your attitude is, whatever, what's going on, talk to me, whatever, you know, just talk to the people. The people need you. We're in a world that is dark. Right now we need that guy in China to call in and say, hey, you know, I'm really, you know, going through right now. I want to put this button. I want to push this button right now. Somebody help me. I think he needs God. You know what I mean? The man that lost his mind. You know what I'm saying? He needs someone to talk to him. And I'm trying to tell you, look, the Korean gentleman, okay, the Korean gentleman, you know, Dr. Cho, right? Let me tell you a little bit about him, because I was stationed in Korea. He was sick and dying, right? Very wealthy man. But what happened was on his sick bed, there was a little Christian girl that came to his bedside. Now, he's Buddhist, right? Now, what is a Christian girl coming to a bedside of a Buddhist guy? Well, anyway, this little child came to him, and she introduced this Jesus thing to him. Suppose somebody go over to China and tell this, you know, Chinese guy that's the biggest, most world powerful guy, and you know, all that, I'm going to push the button, I'm going to commit war. And say, hey, man, you know, we know you have a problem. But I think you know that this thing, this is JC, guys. You know, can I teach you how to pray? So this little girl, she taught Dr. Cho how to pray. And he did what she said, and he got healed. And he got up out of his sick bed. Do you realize that this Korean man, because of this one little child, created the greatest Pentecostal church in the world? His operation runs 24/7. He prays 5 hours every day. He's the greatest church in the Christian community. And he was Buddhist. Come on now. There's
Amen.
Nothing.
And can you tell that story again? Say that story.
Okay.
What did the little girl do?
She just told him about Jesus Christ, about how he could be healed. You know, it doesn't really even say what she said to him on his sick bed. This man was dying. I think that Chinese guy over there, the people of Republic of China, they won't talk to him, but I'll talk to him. Say, man, you need Jesus Christ. You need your soul to be saved, because you're trying to mess your whole people up. You're trying to mess up your whole nation. You push that button, that thing going to implode, and the 3 billion people are going to be zero. Because you're coming up against the United States of America and the Archbishop, Dr. Marcia Karen Smith over there, and that woman know God, and God's with me. So that thing, that's going to ricochet back, boomerang back to you, and all you people will be eliminated. He needs Jesus. Understand? I'm trying to tell you. So that little girl told Dr. Cho how to be healed through Jesus Christ. Doesn't by his stripes we're healed? There's no sin that man can do that God cannot forgive. So God has given us all these churches across the United States because of the pandemic. Everybody was scared of the heebie-jeebie. They were paranoid people left and right. They left the church. They left everything. Somebody called. You're like, what is that? It was funny to me. I'm like, people, salt. Water, boil it, salt. You're going to be good. You just need a little bit more salt in you. Yeah, it'll dry you up. You know, come on, people. People are paranoid, man. Mm-hmm. Now they're paranoid about the economy is collapsing. So what? The world has changed money. You know, they used to barter. You know, you got an egg, you got a chicken, you know, you got a goat, and you got a cow. And you do grapes and you do vegetables. And can I have your, okay, I'll give you one egg and you give me some tomato. And I want some cabbage over there, the cabbage guy. And I want some carrots from the carrot guy. And that those people that knows how to climb up a tree, I want that coconut. I'll give you one egg and you give me one of your stuff so I can feed mine. That's the barter system that the whole world used to do. They're still doing before they created coins. And Caesar put his emblem on it. It's my face, Caesar. I need more money. You understand? The people that are wealthy are hurting so badly. They don't lost their mind, and they don't know. Well, Bitcoin, is it going to work? We don't know. We're going to try this. Okay? Ain't nobody going to break nothing. I'm trying to tell everybody in America, if nobody wants to deal with American dollars, well, we got it. We'll buy it from ourselves in America, all 50 states. We don't need no big economy. We don't need no crazy nonsense we don't even know about. We can't even count it. Guys sure don't understand it. And if I don't understand it, I don't got a clue. I ain't going to buy it from them. I know the dollar. You know, the dollar is most powerful currency that everybody understands for more than 100 years, y'all.
Yes, that's why they're trying to destroy it now.
It ain't going to be destroyed. They'll be destroyed. So, okay, fine. Let them buy up all the bricks and all the bricks. We don't even know what they're doing. They done lost their mind, y'all. They need Jesus, the church of the living God.
They need Jesus.
They now need to repent. The whole world needs to repent. You understand what I'm saying? So that's what we have, the opportunity to have a church that will operate 24/7, and every nation will be calling you, overseer. Don't you think you have a good job God's given you? He done promoted you. And then I will then give you, little certificates, some license, whatever, little thing, and you got it, you can put up on your wall, put a gold frame around it. Whatever. It's okay. But the mission that you have is from God, and God alone will get all the glory in this. And you could be Baptist. You could be Buddhist. You can be a Heman. You could be a human. Whatever, God will use even the rock to cry out. Who are we? Aren't we made of dust? You know what I mean? Aren't we just dust? What is rock? Rock is an accumulation of a whole bunch of dust. And if we don't cry out, God say he'll make the rock cry out.
Yeah, God.
He said, I'll just get rid of you and I'll create somebody else to praise me, because that's all God wants. He don't want nothing else except our praise, y'all. Don't be stressing. What are you going to nine to five for? How much are they paying you? Less than a penny. Come on, work for God, because live off the inheritance of God. And look, I am the wealthiest woman in the world, and nobody can top me. I mean, I'm trying to tell you, with the accumulation of wealth and all of this stuff I'm talking about, how do you think I can talk like that if it wasn't for what God has given me? King Solomon didn't even ask God for stuff. God came to him and he said, what do you want? You praise me so much. What is it? You start praising God, God going to show up. You're like, what do you want? You want to really rock God. You start praising him. He's going to say, wait a minute, I heard somebody. Wait a minute. Hey, Ralph, Gabriel, Michael, Raphael, go and see about them. Somebody praising me. I heard something. Somebody praising me. And he'll send his angel to see about you. I'm trying to tell you, God's got to work for you, and I'm buying it all up. Every vacant church building. And if you don't want Maryland, if you want Washington, D.C., if you can control that territory. You want Florida? What do you want? I got North Carolina. I don't control all of North Carolina. I went down to North Carolina, so I'm buying up all of this county. Now I'm up in Maryland now, in Cumberland County. I'm buying up all of Allegheny County. I'm buying up everything. I'm buying it up for the people. Do you understand? It's the people of God that makes me happy to teach them God's word. No. That's all I'm about. It's so simple, the word of God. And then helping you to be what you are about. Do you. Don't try to do me. And don't you dare let somebody else tell you that you're not about God's business. How do they know? Are they God? What? You're going to allow somebody to tell you that God didn't call you? How do they know God didn't call you? Were they with you at 3 o'clock in the morning when God called you? When God chose you? When God allowed you to go through that hell on earth for his divine purpose? You understand? People go through stuff for God's purpose so he can use you. He used the greatest murderer, the greatest, let me tell you, the greatest, the man killed somebody, Moses. He killed a man. He committed the act where God says, thou shalt not kill. Moses killed a man. The blood from that man cries out even to today. Moses was so much he wanted to see God that he wrote the Torah, 5 books of the Bible that everybody reads. Everybody. The Ten Commandments. Everything in the world is operated by what Moses has said. God used a murderer. Come on now. God will forgive every sin, y'all. I'm trying to tell you. So if you're with me and you can raise your little $55.95 and so we can do what we got to do to buy that property, it's up to you, y'all. If you have more than that, well, that's good too. But understand, if you do, I even said each overseer, if you put something in, I'm going to give you back a little paycheck as an independent contractor, $1,000. And $30.55 a month. Because I did the math, and, you know, it doesn't matter what size building we buy, paying the mortgage and all the other stuff that go with operating a property, there's only a so small amount that I can pay. So I'm not going to go and promise you that, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you $95,000 a month. No, I'm not going to do that. I have been running My King Service since September 23rd, 1992, and I have never one day given myself a paycheck. That's more than 30 years, y'all. Do the math. And God has sustained me. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm saying the Viking Service Corporation is going to pay you as an overseer $1,000 if you give a lot, okay, I'm going to give $1,030.55. If you give a little, I'm going to give you $147.22 to be an overseer. Monthly. Plus, you get the profit from the rent. Do the math, y'all. Do the math. The profit from the rent could maybe be $200,000 a year income. From the rent is going to make you wealthy. If you understand what I'm saying. But those who didn't call in has missed this. But I'm thanking you for all that is called in today, and you're just going to be a blessing to the household. Even I'm trying to tell you, even if you're just going to minister to just your family alone, that's I'm happy with that. If you only have 5 people in your family or just 10 people in your family, and that's your church, and that's all you're ministering to, and you're being very selfish about it, be about that. Because the family is one of the most powerful institution in the world. You take care of yours, and God will take care of all their needs because of you. You understand? Yes. So I'm excited. And are there any questions? I mean, is there any, if you're interested, please let me know. Like I said, I'm not asking anybody for money at the moment. I you know, this is a money thing. You know, it is called securities. You know, I reported to the federal government that I'm collecting money. You know what I mean? I reported to the federal government. We'll see. The Archbishop is starting to collect money. What's going on? FBI is going to be watching. How much is she collecting? Do the math, y'all. How many churches are vacant? Sure, we're collecting a lot of money, y'all. But we're going to do it in righteousness, dotting every I, crossing every T, and reporting every month to anybody who wants to see our books. Okay, question?
Yes. Amen. Yes, I do. All right, for the $55.95, explain that to us again, because me and Paris is going to be doing that.
Yeah, well, you know, what it is, when I created that idea was I think I found a building in Baltimore, Maryland. There was one that was Baltimore, and I found a building in St. Petersburg, Florida, right? And when I did the math, it was the acquisition of the building plus the, you know, renovation of the building, because you have to fix the thing up. The stuff is old. You know, you got to bring it up to 2024, man. You know, state of the art building, man. Gonna have your theater, you know, you got lights, cameras, you're gonna be operating your TV ministry, you're gonna be, you know, having your audio ministry, you're gonna be having books, you know, all kind of different stuff, right? So we have to bring it up so you have your stage and all that other stuff. So I added the cost of acquisition plus the cost of total renovation, bathrooms, all that other stuff, all the bells and whistles. So but that people will be wanting to come to your place. You know? But we're not talking about a mom and pop operation, you know, storefront, and you know, no, I'm talking about making your church building really appealing to people, so they'll be interested in showing up. And they're not just showing up because of the building. That's what it's called. Yeah, to buy something. It's called acquisition. Yeah, the acquisition and the renovation. Right, so with one that building there that was in Baltimore, I divided the math, and I think it was 200,000 people I needed. You know, so you do the math. That's what we would need to raise, you know, to raise that money. So that little bit. So I got it on the website. Anybody who wants to do that. But wait, I gotta report to the state now. I gotta report to the state and let the state know, hey, we're collecting money. You know, did the federal, we've got to also do the state and be in compliance before any money is collected. You understand? But, you know, we have to do everything decent, as the Word of God has said, and in order. Now, some people may have more, you know, and so the more, then, you know, but the thing is, there's going to be an overseer of that building, but you're not the only one that's going to have use of that building. That's not fair. There's other people that would love to minister, but they can't minister because their covering that they currently have won't allow them to go out and minister because they don't want to lose their member. So we're not trying to take anybody's membership. We're just giving people an opportunity to have a place where they can, you know, take care of their family.
And operate,
yeah. They're not going to leave their church, the church that they belong to. You know, that's a social thing. You're not going to leave your friends.
Okay.
You know, go ahead.
So one more time, what is the overseer responsible for again?
The overseer will actually take care of that building, everything that has to do with that building, hiring people, firing people, making sure the landscaping is done, the lawn is done, making sure, you know, you're hiring people, independent contractors, to do everything to make sure that property looks good at all times. Security guard, you're hiring people to take care of the janitor, you're hiring, you know, the trash collection, you don't want the place have, you know, anybody walking, you know, and having their dog and crapping on the thing, not picking up their stuff. You know, we got to make sure the place is looking good. So the overseer is responsible for all that type of headache. You know, if you need a new roof after we've renovated it, you got to call a roofer in, get a couple of estimates, you know, what's going on. You know, we got to get that thing fixed. Because ain't nobody going to pay rent to you and your roof is leaking. And like that, no. We don't want no slumlord. The church is going to look very elegant. And it's going to be a place that people will be ministered to in many ways. So the overseer will, you know, like what I do with the radio broadcast, I allocate hours. Yeah. People tell me when they want to minister, right? Got somebody want to do 6 o'clock in the morning for 1 hour. They just want to be there for 1 hour. That's it. That's all they want. They got other things in they want to do with their life. Somebody may want 2 hours, you know. They're broadcasting on the radio, and they want to also be in church building. So they can tell their people, come, this is where I am, physical location, you know. So you basically you're slicing off the time and you're collecting rent. Don't I collect rent? $49 every month. Everybody pay $50. Some people give me a little extra. Whatever. Some people don't give and they still broadcast. But God is able to sustain because we know they're not able to pay this month, but they come back next month and they take care of it. You understand? And sometimes you may have to allow somebody to stay, you know, for a month free. But no, this ain't no bread and breakfast. And you stay in and not paying? No. We're serious. You know, you can if you want to. But remember, you're also collecting your profit. You're collecting your profit. So you have to be accountable for all the money that's coming in. And it's got to be paid out. That mortgage has to be paid.
Okay, so where are the monies coming from once we do get the contract, independent contractors to do the work?
All the money is from what you collect. The rent, everything that you collect will pay out. It'll go out. You can keep all of it if you want, but then you're going to have to do on the lawn care. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? So you got to, profit, you know, you got to add to.
Okay.
It's coming from the people that rent the place.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So in other words, we would have to wait till somebody rented and then use that money to, of course, I thought that
take care of the building.
The renting will be just for the paying the mortgage part of the building.
The rent takes care of everything. The rent takes care of everything. Oh. And you have your then the utilities is separate from the rent. You know that, right? So you have to charge them for the time of using the electricity. Even if you have a solar panel.
So how would that play out with them if they rent out the building? Is that going to be included into the rent?
You can.
For them to pay for the gas and electricity?
You can. You know, it'll be up to you. You will know, like when we're buying a building, you can go to the utility company and they can give you a history of how much was paid out every single month on utilities, you see? So you'd be able to see, you know, we'll know what our mortgage is. So the mortgage is divided by 30 years to pay the thing off, right, or 20 years, whatever. But do you want to be in debt that long? It just depends, right? So the mortgage, and I went in the train and I showed you guys how to pay off a debt in a short period of time. But that's how the rent will be. So the usage of those hours is very important. Trust me, people are going to be coming to our properties because it's a God thing. They're like, oh, I'm going to go over here. They'll be showing up. We'll advertise and people will definitely, you know, take a portion. They use the facility and then we have the apartment. They may need a house, a place to live. And we have, you know, retail store and the grocery store on our properties. They may need a place to work. You understand? So it's not just the church building. You know, it's a bigger picture. It's, you know,
water,
you see what I'm saying?
Electric,
water, gas, electric, sewer.
Property.
Right, exactly. Mm. Trash collection. You may want to charge for the internet service or they get their own internet. Well, you know, they're using your internet. They're using your, you know, exactly. And all of those fees are a part of the rent.
Out and they need to use it, then that would be part of that.
And they're going to use it during the hours that they're operating there. And they're paying rent, and nobody else can be in their space because they paid for that time to be there. And then when they finish, they also clean up. Amen. Oh, glory.
Entered access code 313332. Entered access code 313332.
Amen. Praise God.
I'm sorry, I cut all of us off because my phone had clicked by mistake.
Yeah. Amen.
We are still back here, so.
Yeah. So, any Doctor Wilson, you have any questions? Your thoughts?
She's kind of in the store.
Oh.
I'm driving.
Okay.
Yeah, I was hearing what you were saying about the buildings. It's a good idea, you know, because the word of God needs to go forth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. It shouldn't be where the church, the house of God should be open every day.
Yep.
Where people can come in and they can get prayer. Amen. They can surrender all, hear the word, be taught the word properly and correctly. Amen. Because God is about sound doctrine, because there's so much false doctrine that has gone throughout the land.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to see, you know, people are, you know, you don't want to be taken away from the word or adding to the word, but giving the people the word, which is God himself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a good idea. It's a great and excellent idea.
Yeah, and like I said,
yeah,
it, it it gets rid of vandalism and theft. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
It can prevent a lot of things. Also,
that's
happening now. Now they wonder why the kids and things are being destructive because they have no outlet. They think Facebook is the only outlet for them, and Facebook is not the only I don't consider Facebook or social media a good place to be sitting there, to be putting your business out there, and it's going across all over the world.
All spectrum.
and the thing is, they should be directing it to God and asking God to help them in their situations. And the thing is, also prayer. You know, we are the church, Dr. Amasi, and God is saying it's time for the church is the physical building, and the ones that he can. We are the church. He
right.
said it's time for, we've been too relaxed. Any time where you have Islamic and Buddhists and all of that stuff being on the rise, and Christianity is like the percentage is so low. That's sad, Dr. Amasi, because God saying we got to contend, we got to defend the gospel. We got to stand on what is true. You know, regardless of what other people may think, we only serve one God, and that people got to realize it is in His kingdom is oneness. It's not no. A Buddhist over here and Muslim over here and Catholic over here, Christianity over here. It's everybody operating on one accord of one faith and of one baptism. And the thing is, we got to come from out. Another thing, Dr. Amasi, we have these physical buildings, right? And the thing is, God said my place is like a hospital where people come to get help. Come on now. They come to get, they sick. They're coming to get healed, delivered, and set free. What about the old-time church where you go through the doors where the people were coming in drunk? Hallelujah. And they were alcoholics. They were alcoholics. They were drug addicts. But when they came into the house of God and they felt the presence of God, they felt his love. The thing is, what we're losing in most of the physical churches today is God's love. We're pushing away people. We're condemning people. We're judging people. The thing is, God said, come in and we're all open hands and open arms, and we welcome them into the house of God. We show them God's love, that not push them away. And the reason why, you know, a lot of people don't come is because some of us are getting into ministry for the wrong reasons. It is not about money. The thing is, it's about souls. It's about saving souls. Souls getting saved. Those who are lost can come in and be found. You know, when you really read the gospel and what God says, the qualifications for an elder, a bishop. Come on now, Dr. Amasi. Some of us are in positions that we don't even belong in. The thing is, we're sitting up there. We have a form of godliness.
blindness for denying the power there is. But the thing is that people are in it for a game. And God said, my church is not to be played as a game because I'm not a game player.
Right.
So the thing is, you know, yes, it takes money to operate his building, but the mm-hmm. thing is we got to look at it in a different aspect of the physical building.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing is you go to church, right?
Mm-hmm.
We go Sunday, okay? You got some churches, the thing is people are looking for God, but the
mm-hmm.
thing is they can't find, the thing is they know that he is there. But the thing is, the church doors are closed.
Mm-hmm.
Because we only operate on what? Maybe Monday through Friday. I mean, Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday. You might get, the thing is, we're not operating where people can come in, where they can really get delivered. And be, for other things, you know, taking care of church business. But what if it's like what God has given you? A building that's operational where people can come in at
mm-hmm.
any time of the day and the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody
mm-hmm.
is there. Somebody then
mm-hmm,
come on now,
mm-hmm,
where we
mm-hmm.
can come in and we confess, we can
right.
We can come in and welcome them in with God's love. Come on
mm-hmm.
now, and the thing is, they can say, "Wait a minute, I know it's a church where I can go to at any time in the hour. If I'm in
mm-hmm.
something and I need God, I'll be able
mm-hmm.
to come to that door and say, God, please help me. I'm in this
mm-hmm.
situation. I
mm-hmm.
killed somebody. I murdered somebody. I robbed somebody. God, I'm asking for your forgiveness."
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Amasi,
mm-hmm.
it's
mm-hmm.
a blessing of how God is using you. The thing is, you know, people don't like the Christ in you. The thing is, you're doing what thus says the Lord and not thus says self.
Mm.
Amen. Some people are doing thus says self and not thus says the Lord. Okay,
mm-hmm.
What did the Bible say? He said, how many churches in the book of Revelation? Come on now. What type of church are you going to be? The church of Philadelphia?
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. Which church are you?
Mm-hmm.
And some of us some of the churches today are operating. They open up, but the only thing is, you mean to tell me you only going to give God 1 or 2 days when He tells us to serve Him every day?
Mhm, mhm. Amen.
Why is the building only open on Sundays? Only time
mm-hmm.
people can come in is Sunday.
Mhm.
What about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday?
Hmm.
And they wonder why people out here doing the thing. He said, things of the flesh, because there's nothing else. I mean, they got the seventh-day Adventists. Okay, they open their doors on Saturday. And then they got the Jehovah Witness. Okay, their doors are open when, you know, I got that every day, the Kingdom Hall, you can go there, because they out there every day. People talk
mm-hmm.
about them, but that's what we should be doing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Y'all talking about the Jehovah's Witness, but at the same time, they out there going door to door. They don't care about you slamming your door in their face.
Mm-hmm.
But what is we doing? The Christian. What are we doing? Are we breaking bread with our neighbors? Are we knocking on doors? No, because we so high-minded and no earthly good. And the thing is, and it's sad, Dr. Amasi, it's really sad. And God is speaking now and loud and clear. He's saying, rise up, my children.
That's right.
He's saying, rise up. Y'all been sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'm a God that never sleeps or slumber. And the thing is, he's awake. 24/7,
mm-hmm.
365 days in a year, 12 months in
mm-hmm.
a year, 8 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
And he see what we do every day because he created us. So I think it's an excellent idea. And me and Mother was just talking, so it's a blessing. And whatever building that you do have, me and Mother is going to go co-partnership. But we're going to make sure, let me tell you something, Dr. Amasi, it's
mm-hmm.
going to be for the glorification and edification of God. And the
mm-hmm.
thing is, it's about having so many things that we are coming together and putting our heads together, because
mm-hmm.
every city needs a physical church that they can come in when they
mm-hmm.
they see God's love for real.
Right, right,
not
right.
Not that fake love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can put on a show like God's love. But God said, I want, he said, build my church upon the rock. And that's him.
And you just hit on a thing and a thought that I, with the operation of a 24/7, those that need to rest, because, you know, everybody has to get one day of rest. Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to jump on real quick.
Okay.
I don't have nothing to say. I'm with, you know, whatever my superiors want to teach his mother about. And, you know, so whatever y'all need me to do, I'll do it. And I'm putting my phone back on mute because I'm at work, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Amen. Praise God. The thought that just, as you were speaking, that just came to my mind is total, the overseer has total supervision. That means while you're sleeping, you got to be knowing what's going on in the house of God.
Exactly.
There's no excuse for you to allow anyone to hurt any of God's children. Because remember, people always be talking about this church hurt. Look how many people the church have hurt. Why? They don't want to do what thus says the Lord, so they hurt. But if they get taught why you don't do this, because it's God's perfect will for you to be healed, for you to be healthy. So this is why you don't do this, because if you do this, you take another man's wife, it causes somebody to feel a way. So that's why you don't do that. I mean, there's really basic explanation of the thing about love. We talk about love. It has everything to do with it. All the hurt and pain and money, whatever, all goes around love. If we explain, and so the supervision, the overseer, when you rent a place out, make sure that that pastor is also ministering to their family to make sure that they're okay. If everybody's taking care of everybody and so and overseeing everybody, you know, neighborhood watch, no weapon that's formed against this institution is going to prosper. You understand? Yeah, nothing will harm anyone that's within that. And no one will come up against it because the force is so powerful, so, you know, protected by God, you know? And people will see that this is a place of refuge. This is a place where I can get help. And they don't have to, you know, it's not a black or white thing. It's not a color thing or it's a love thing. It's a love thing. And that is why God is allowing us to have this opportunity. Because we understand God. We understand we're not in it for the money. But we are going to get paid. And it's in the books. It is written. Everybody's signing off on it. Out of this paycheck that comes in, this money is going to the overseer. There's already understanding. Right. Okay, I'm paying my rent. Okay, the overseer gets his piece or her piece. And everybody understand that. The world operates like that, period. You know? I'm taking my money. Either they take it up front or they take it over time. But they're going to get their percentage, right? So that's how we have to operate, and that way the overseer will be able to take care of their needs and concerns, you know, and nobody's working for anybody free. It's not an all-volunteer force. I'm not going to have it, you know what I'm saying? So I think this is a great little meeting, and I thank you guys for your encouragement. Once I've registered everything with the states, all 50 states, you know, when we acquire a building, that's when I'll register with the state. You understand? I don't need to be registering all at one time. No, you know, we're going to get that building, then we register in that state because we're going to operate there and, you know, and so forth. Right. And so if you see something anywhere, you know, in the United States where you want to live and you will be able to be there, you know, you may want to do your secular job, but I don't think you'll be able to do your a 9-to-5 with work in this because it's God's business, and it's big. The rent alone, you know, I mean, if you operate the upper apartment, you know, you've got the church and you got the apartment complex, You got enough money to take care of your salary. Why you want to work for somebody else? You got to work for, you know, God's business only. You know, you got to focus. You know what I'm saying? And people know that you're taking care of their stuff. They know they will take care of you. Don't, you know, when I was out as a reverend, I was a reverend at this particular time, and I would house people in Washington, D.C., and I would go into the communities, and, you know, my King Service was housing people. You know, we rent a place and sublet the place to others, right? And I'd be renting, I mean, some of my tenants, man, they'd be rolling up with a whole bunch of wad of money, man, like, bah, they got like $50,000 in their hand. You know, I mean, wow, I don't even have $50,000. What? Rolling up, what you need, Reverend? Oh, man. When I came on the scene, I noticed all the time they'd have their walkie-talkies out and said, you know, Rev is on, you know, don't touch her. You know, it would be like as I'm walking through, you know, and I saw that these people that were not what people want to be around, they, to me, seem to be more righteous than those people that I, you know, in the Church of God. I was like shocked. These people took care of me. They protected me. And all I was doing was housing them. That's all I was doing. I gave them a place to stay. It was just amazing how much covering I had. And they all knew. The guy that had $50,000 and his crew, no, he told them, make sure I was okay when I was on their territory. She's okay. Let her pass. I would hear him say it, man. I was like, what? But I found more love there. It was kind of weird, you know. I was a priest, and they loved me just because I was able to house them. They weren't able to get rent on their own. But back then, the credit stuff just started, the FICO stuff. And so the cash thing was out. You had to have a certain credit score to get into a property, right? So you're going to touch so many people's lives as an overseer. So many people. And I'll give you a certificate and all of that, that you're the overseer of that building. Now, if you want to put your vision's name on the building, fine. You pay for it. Put the sign up. But you will understand that you don't own that building. Even once it's paid in full, it belongs to my King Service. And you got to understand, my King Service means God, okay? That's who we're serving, the King of Kings. So it doesn't belong to Marcia. You understand what I'm saying? It doesn't even belong to our corporation. It belongs to God, y'all. Isn't that deep?
Yes.
Amen. So you put your church name on there. If, you know, if you want, you may have not even a ministry. You may have another thought, you know? You may want to be doing inspirational music or whatever. That's you. Do it. You'll be able to access a building and operate the building, right? And you can even buy me out. You know? Okay, the mortgage is paid for. How much are you going to pay me for it? You know, come up with a contract, right? And now you own the building. Huh? Wow. And you still continue. Yeah. And the apartment complex, you know, you help me. You know, we hire a property manager and stuff, but you're the overseer. The overseer, the property manager, makes sure they're doing right by the tenants. But I don't want none of my tenants to be upset about nothing. Mm-mm. The tenants are the ones that are paying me. The tenants are the ones that are paying our salary. So our tenants are going to be pristinely well taken care of. You understand what I mean? Because every penny that they put in, if they put in the $1,000 a month in your hand and we have 1,000 units, how much money is that? Can't you take a paycheck out of that? You can take a lot of income out of that. That's giving you at least $100,000 a year in income. Six figure, man. Please. You take care of the tenants. And then the retail store, we're going to operate those nice too, you know. And whatever God gives into our hands, he will bless you indeed because you're taking care of his people. Because he loves his people. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And Dr. Wilson, you say people don't like me. I really don't care. because I'm not here to be, you know, for people to love me. I'm an only child. You know, I'm a loner, man. I'm okay. I used to play with, you know, I had my own, you know, imaginary, whatever. You know, I was singing to God all the time. So it's me and God, man. I always said, well, this is what we are going to do. You know, me and God, man. So the world don't like me. It's okay. I wasn't born to be liked. The world didn't like Jesus Christ. Look what they did to him. They beat his butt up.
Yeah. Our children are never like.
We're different. We're different.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not us that's not liked. They don't like God. But God is the one that loves them. Our position, our job, is to show the love of God, and only through you can this world be healed. Only through you can this world be healed. They can't be healed. They can't heal themselves. And God's word is very clear. He said, if my people, which is every human being on this earth, that are called by God's name, God's name, not anybody else's name, not any other, no, that's right. They're called by God's name. He said, if they humble themselves, that means they, you know, turn from their attitudes, you know, because as human beings, we got, you know, we, what? You talking to me? You know, we got attitudes. We got to humble ourselves and then seek God's face. Nobody else's face. He just want to be praised. I told you, when you learn to start praising God, the world opens up to you. Doors, you become a magnet. People gravitate to you. Why do you think I have over 95 million people looking at anything I put out there on Google? Google's making money off of me, y'all. Huh? And I'm not collected. Google needs to be paying me something from that. But I don't want their money. As Abram said, I don't want not even a thread from them. I only want everything from God, because God will bless you. Indeed, it is God who's going to make you wealthy. It's God who's opening you up to this opportunity because of Dr. Valerie Ann Seabury. And she loves you so much that she's introducing you to this idea and this concept that all the other ministers that I invited did not show up. It's not for them because they don't got it. They don't see it. God is not allowing them to see it, you know, because, you know, if it's not their idea, they're not going to show up because, you know, she's taking over all the churches. What do you mean she's going to take over all the churches? What? Well, you're not doing anything. The church is vacant. You don't own it. It's like sitting there. It's going to end up dying. It's a building. It's dirt. It'll turn to dust if it's not used. So why not buy the building? So that's my niche. To buy a church building throughout the United States and present them all back to God. But I need an operator. I need an overseer, y'all. And you don't have to be any of that. You know, we'll get the license for you. You know? I'll ordain you. We'll anoint you with oil. I pour a bucket of oil on you. You know, some olive oil, man. I put the whole bottle on you. You're going to need that anointing, man. You deal with God's people. They're a trip. I mean, really, look what Moses
they
had to
are.
Do. You know,
they
this guy, Moses said, who's on the Lord's
they
side?
Are.
Come over here, man.
They
backstabbed the man. They backstabbed the guy.
Something
else. So that's right. God said, you
got
to be wise, wiser than this serpent. And you don't know who the serpent is.
Mm-hmm.
And harmless as a dove, man. God knows all. God will protect you. He is your defense. He is your battle axe. He is your reward. You have nothing to fear. Don't fear them. Just praise God and do you. Do what God has called you to do. And now he's giving you a building, y'all. How many years I've been without a building? They come to my establishment. They were like, where are the church? And they're looking up in the heaven. They're like looking all around. I heard about this church. Where is it? I said, it's all around you, you know. That's what I would say because we were virtual. We were virtual before anybody knew about this virtual reality of stuff. I created virtual reality. Now everybody got their own virtual stuff going. Everybody's virtual, you know, virtual assistant. We got virtual. Amen. But it first started with God. Now, this is a new thing. This is a new thing. So since I'm talking about buying up all the churches in the United States, guess what's going to happen? Tell me, what do you think all the other people are going to be doing that did not show up on this meeting? Huh?
They're trying to get by.
They're going to try and get the building themselves, right? But I'm saying, why are they going to put themselves in that type of stress? That's ridiculous. I got the money. I got the people who have the money. And I'm saying we're going to, you know, God's word say, oh, no man. So why are we going to go into debt and owing people? Let's do our little bit. And we owe no man nothing. And we acquired a building and owe nothing on it. Why not do it that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
Little by little. But if we do have a mortgage, we quickly pay that bad boy off. Amen? So that's okay. That's still God's work being done. As I say, we're buying up every church building in the United States of America, every state and its territories. As I say that, I'm excited that other ministers will hear about it and they want to take over and buy a building because it should not be vacant.
Mm-hmm.
It should not. Mm-hmm. And we're not in competition with any Muslims or any Hemans or any Buddhists
mm-hmm.
or any Hindu or any Indian nations or any of that. We're not in any competition with. We just want to praise God and take care of our family. Our, you know, our little ones. We don't have to go deep and, you know, take on 3,000. That's too much headaches. 3,000 individuals to minister to? That's
right.
Too much.
No, God will bring the increase.
Mm-hmm. Just take care of your family. Just take care of your family in that church and allow other people to use that building. That's all I'm saying. That's all I want y'all to do. So I'm going to end the meeting, and I thank you. I didn't want to spend this much time, but it got excited. And I look forward to seeing what God is going to do. Watch God give us the increase.
Like, put your phone on mute.
Okay, let's pray us out. Dr. Wilson, you want to pray us out, or Dr. Seabury? Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
says, put your phone on mute. Sis, put your phone on mute. Yes, Lord, we thank you, God, for all that was discussed here. We thank you for all the things that will transpire. We thank you just for Dr. Monty and what you have given her in this vision, Lord God. And I'm praying and asking, Lord, according to John. Hey, Tish, mute your phone. Paris, mute your phone. Hello? I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's all right.
Yeah, Lord Father, we just thank you and we honor you. In the name of Jesus.
In the
Lord,
name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
That we will come together as a collective body, Lord God.
Yes.
Even if it just starts out with us and Dr. Masi, we do one building to give people an example, and then they will start coming.
Yes.
And or even bring in a building that they're interested in, and then it can be taken from that point on.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of
we
Jesus.
We just thank you, Lord, for what you have done and going to do in this whole process. And while people are coming, give them the understanding, give them a vision
mm-hmm.
of how, you know, it would be done. So, because most people want to come, Lord God, and they want everything to be already, you know, and ready to go. But, you know, again, it does take money and it's time. And then, you know, it's a process. So in the name of Jesus, I pray that you give us wisdom, give us knowledge, give us understanding of this whole vision, Lord God, so that we can see ourselves however you see it, and then we could continue to move forward. And even if we start out with one building, showing them that, you know, this can work, and then the other part of the building may not be up to par the way we want it to be, but we can start off making sure that it's safe for people to come in and out and just operate out of whatever part of the building that we can, and then whatever monies that do come in the name of Jesus, we will be able to do and to be by your Spirit. We thank you, God, for what has transpired in this meeting, and we just come with expectancy, with divine expectations in the name of Jesus, that people will come, pastors will come, leaders will come, and they will get an understanding and move forward on renting out so that they can do their family.
Amen.
That's what ministry starts with, the family.
Family.
In the
Amen.
Name of Jesus. And they can witness and minister to them. And then, you know, from word of mouth, and God does the increase in everything.
Amen.
And he said he will make our little into much. Hallelujah. And when he see that our hearts are right in the name of Jesus, and willing in the name of Jesus, with the willing spirit, Lord God, with the willing spirit, he will then move on our behalf, but we also must do our part too as well, and be ready and willing, and let the flesh be crucified and die, so that we could continue to be under one sound, one vision, one mandate, under one accord, moving forward in what it is that we need to get done. We thank you and honor you, God, for everything.
Amen.
And I pray that you bless Dr. Demasi. I pray that they will come from the north, east, south, and west.
Amen.
They will come ready with understanding, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to move forward and do what thus saith the Lord with the church, because we are the church, but it's the physical building that we need to operate out of and
Amen.
Do what we need to do to get, you know, the souls won and get them going in the community. Because, God, I know what you have given me, you know, for healing and deliverance for men and women ministry, but at the same time, as they grow, and even if they come as a little child, but, you know, train them up.
Amen.
And get them in there so that they will understand that they have a part in this, and they can go out and they will be able to operate, and then they can come back in and operate right out that building, or however they find another one that they could go operate. And then the churches, and I could see the vision, they would be all over like they really supposed to be doing, you know, something. Everybody don't have to do the same thing, but something that you have given them specifically to operate in your kingdom, God.
Amen.
So I thank you and honor you and bless your righteous and holy name for everything. Hallelujah. And I pray that you will continue to bless Dr. Masi and all that you give her to put her hands on and to do, God. And it's in Jesus' name. Let it come to pass, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even if it just starts with us. And people can see this church right here, that we are the building that opened up, and you have given me the community building. So that's what I'm reaching for, just starting with that one small building and operating to help the community as they come in one by one. I'm not trying to worry about having a whole flu of people. Even if it started out with three, are your numbers, God. 1, 3, 5, 9, 7, and 8, and that's good because it starts somewhere, because you're the one, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that will do the increase, and we thank you for it in advance for everything that you have done and everything that you're going to do, and we bless your righteous and holy name, and it's in Jesus' name. We touch and agree, amen, and glory to God, amen.
Amen, and again, thank everyone for coming in on the line. And again, we were talking about the acquisition of church buildings that are vacant in the United States of America. Thank you, Dr. Seabury, for that prayer and for all that took the time to come on the line to hear this vision. For the vision is not, you know, it's going to come. It's going to happen. There's nothing impossible with God. You see, just like when I first started doing the radio broadcasting and creating the radio system, creating the TV system and stuff like that, I didn't have anybody around. It was just me creating it. And then when I met with my other husband, Dr. Abrams, he had the same vision of TV, but I was doing the radio creation. And you know, and then because of his vision, then I started creating the TV system, and then it worked. There was nobody else around. just he and I, and it worked, and, you know, we just started going because we could not afford what Paul and Jan Crouch was doing. That was too much for my brain. It's satellites. I mean, too much expense. But the online presence, they had no overhead. So this is the same thing with the church. The overhead is going to be so small because everyone's putting it in together, $55.95. That's not much. That's a happy meal at McDonald's in Iceland. I'm serious. It's very expensive in Iceland for a happy meal. It's $55.95, man, for a pizza. So it's not a lot. And the way the American economy is going now, a pizza is costing $50. You know what I mean? And to be able to build for a legacy for your children, children's children forever, come on now. Get with this. Amen. All right, so y'all have a great weekend. And, you know, do church, you know, happy Saturday. And, yeah, I'll let you know when I got all my license to do what we got to do. And we'll let go and let God, you know. Let go and let God. And thank you all. God bless you all. We'll talk soon.
Amen. God bless.
Thank
you.
All right. Have a great day. All right. Bye-bye now.
You too. Okay. Paris.